The wild horses roaming in the Virginia range made national news when they were photographed on the campus of the Tesla Gigafactory. Though the photos are idyllic, the state says there are currently 2,500 more horses than the land can sustain. But because this population is more accustomed to humans, that actually makes it a good place to try fertility control as a non-lethal method of managing the herd. KUNR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
So if you look at this little band right here, there's two horses there. Just see the little baby right there?
Oh, yeah.
Little teeny tiny baby. And there's another one that's laying in some white rocks there.
That's Deb Walker with the American Wild Horse Campaign. She's driving along the USA Parkway with two volunteers. The group will be shooting a dart filled with fertility control drug to inoculate certain mares. Those are the female horses. The birth control is called PZP, and if horses receive both a shot and a follow-up booster, it can prevent pregnancy for 1 year. Wild horse populations grow at a rate of about 20% a year, so around 600 foals are being born here this spring.
Oh, look at that one. He's scratching his butt on the pole. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Oh, does that itch? Does that feel good? Oh, goodness. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
There are a lot of babies.
I know, right? So, and here's the thing, too, is the numbers that they're talking about, those would have been prevented had the program not been canceled.
Walker is referring to an earlier agreement with the state that allowed American Wild Horse Campaign to treat horses with fertility control. It was canceled abruptly in 2017 after just a few years of implementation. The horses have basically run unmanaged since then. Unlike most wild horses in Nevada, which are managed by the feds, this herd roams largely on private land, so the animals fall under state jurisdiction. The Nevada Department of Agriculture entered a new agreement this spring allowing American Wild Horse Campaign to vaccinate the mares. The nonprofit funds the entire program, which, with the training of volunteers, will cost about $50,000 this year. Given that there are 3,000 horses spread over 400 square miles, I ask how on earth we're supposed to find the mares we'll be darting today. Volunteer darter Nancy Killian pulls out an iPad.
Oh, wow. It's like a little Facebook for mares.
Yeah. So they all have a name, what's on their feet, if anything, their face, if they have a blaze, which way their mane goes.
The database includes about 2,700 of the Virginia range horses, all cataloged by the volunteers. The most important info for identifying a mare is which stallion's band she belongs to. Killian is a retired interior decorator who has been working as a horse starter for the last few years.
And we've got these sorted out by bays in the front, and then it goes to black horses. And so if we see a horse out there and we see, oh, it's a black horse, he's got a blaze, he's got two rear white socks and a front right sock, then we know, oh, it's Chogan.
It's this intimate familiarity that the volunteers have with the Virginia range horses that makes the likelihood of success so much higher, says Nevada State Veterinarian J.J. Goicoechea.
It works really well in smaller populations where you can get your hands on them very easily. And you know the horses.
That's because the darter needs to correctly identify the horse, both for the initial shot and then to make sure that same mare gets a booster shot within a month or so. Another challenge, the darter must be able to get within 30 yards of the animal for the vaccine dart to have a chance at hitting the horse's meaty backside and penetrating the skin. That's where the Virginia range horse's proximity to roads actually helps. It makes them easier for the darters to access. But it's also a problem. Just ask Sarah Johns, a spokesperson for blockchains. The tech company owns 67,000 acres in the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center and is working with the advocates to facilitate herd management.
We're not naive to the fact of horse versus vehicle crashes that happen on USA Parkway, and neither the horse nor the person wins in those situations. And as we start to see the workforce grow out here, this is something that needs to be taken care of now as a preventive measure, as a public safety measure.
Jennifer Ott, the director of the Nevada Department of Agriculture, agrees.
And there's all sorts of, not just impacts to natural environment, impacts to water resources, impacts to private land, but also, you know, horses on the roadways, and the department is very concerned about it.
A 2001 Natural Resources Conservation Service study found the Virginia range can sustainably support anywhere from 400 to 600 horses. After that, the land will start seeing damage to watering areas and plant communities. The American Wild Horse Campaign says they're darting horses with the goal of reducing the population, but not all the way down to 600. They say the 2001 study only analyzed part of the population. Still, the nonprofit is concerned about the encroachment of human development that has reduced horse habitat and, in some cases, limited access to water.
Sure, let me just get these. These are new darts I'm putting away here. Try to keep everything sterile. Steve, you want to work on the PZP here, get it warmed up?
Back on Blockchain's property, volunteer darters Nancy Killian and Steve Page defrost the PZP vaccine and load the dart into the rifle. Then Page slowly and calmly walks toward the small band of horses led by a stallion named Parker, all the while holding the rifle pointed up at the sky.
You can see we're already getting a little too close for these two groups now. We're probably, I can actually tell you one second here, we're 52 yards away and everyone's starting to move off. They sort of set the boundary for us.
Page inches his way closer, and he aims a dart at a black mare. The mare shifts a bit. I can't tell whether the dart landed, but Page saw it hit her back flank.
Which one did he get?
The black mare.
The wind has picked up, and the group decides they won't be able to accurately shoot any more mares today. As of this story, the group has vaccinated 362 mares in the Virginia range. KUNR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.